Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
the traditional custodians of the land on which I record and pay my respects to both Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, their elders past, present, and emerging. Thank you. to non-Australian Aboriginal people. Aboriginal mythology can be difficult to understand because the characters are non-human beings but behave like humans. Many of the myths seem only to care of a particular animal or bird, yet have a symbolic meaning of great importance. For instance, the sun is a woman. She creates life, and she is often the symbolism of water, fire, earth, red ochre, and the moon is male and commands, has authority, or governs the tides and seasonal cycles. He is often the symbolism of a snake, dog, frog, or water. Thank you. Aboriginal people cared for their totem as they would a brother or sister, friend. The Dirrawong's tribe is the Nyambo tribe of the far north coast of New South Wales, and the Dirrawong's totem is the Kawana. Exactly is the Dirrawong? Reducing the Dirrawong's complex features into a formal description will be limited to a general view or understanding of the Kawana's characteristics. Therefore, the most relevant attributes will be analyzed in the light of Aboriginal traditions. Differ slightly, it retains similar features and stories, and two particular characteristics that remain the same throughout is its gender is not agreed upon, and it is linked to goannas, birds, snakes, ethics, food, land, medicines, morals, rain, social relationships, and spirit. Thunderstorms in the mountains recall the sounds of those warriors' battles. The patch of red ochre on top of Goanna Headland shows the wound where the rainbow snake bit the Dirawong in the dream time. Goanna had a prominent place in the culture of Indigenous Australian Bundjalung Nation tribal groups. This included totemic relationships, anthropomorphic representations in dreamtime stories, and as a food source, representation of goannas are common in Indigenous artwork, not just as food, but also as a symbolic spiritual motif. Goannas and the mighty Parenti are often considered two different animals when used in Aboriginal works, as illustrated by the story How the Goanna and the Parenti Got Their Colors. Thank you. remember that sleep is a natural part of life and not something that we must force to happen, merely something that we allow to happen. So listen on and sleep well, as I wish you only the sweetest of dreams.
A That's Not Gunna Productions podcast.